All right. Do you know about NIL?
I do now because I read about it, but tell us.
Name imaging licensing. Nick, you'll remember this, that critical mass finally got to a point where college athletes in particular, who weren't being paid for the millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars they were generating for the schools, finally we were able to achieve some legislation that allows their name, image, and likeness or licensing, you can alternate your L's, to be something they could benefit from and do business about.
Mm-hmm.
And it even goes to high school. And in some cases, super future athletes in junior high are striking NIL deals, though I frankly don't recommend it. but there's a lot of ways this NIL business could go. And that's why we wanted to talk to a pretty cool local story about it, or talk about a local story with some people that actually are getting it done. So let's find out more, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let me go to Steve Fair here, who's standing by. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're good. Thank you. And you're in this business with a family member. Which family member?
My son, Ryan.
My son works with me as well, and it's the coolest thing to have the ability to be able to work with your son. I salute it. I hope you're having fun.
No, it's great.
Next Name is now offering fans an opportunity to purchase name, image, likeness of a team or individual player through digital collectibles. These are NFTs, right? Non-fungible tokens?
Yeah.
All right, if you can spell fungible, I'll give you an extra minute of airtime.
Just like a potato and fungible?
Yeah. That's it. So let's start with the plug. Next Name, where do we find out more? Give me the website or where we go.
Yeah, so nextname.io, IO is for the new .com, stands for input, output, but nextname.io, you can go find what player tokens and team tokens. Right now, we've just got University of Illinois athletes up, but you can jump online and buy a player token, and the money and the proceeds, you know, go to support the player. If you buy a team token, the money gets divided equally among the players that sign up for the platform. So try to create a way for any fan to purchase the NIL of a player and support their team and create a level playing field for all the teams and all the players and let the fans decide, you know, who they want to support or not support. So.
And this actually generates business for that person, that athlete, going forward, because you're going to find out who's popular and
right.
and who gets it done. And it's a pretty sweet idea, pretty cool idea. It's your son's idea. You're just along for the ride, right?
That's right. That's right.
Jane.
Well, we talk about the college students and even high schoolers can be a part of this. How do they reach out to you? Do you find them? How does it work?
So that's interesting. When we first started the platform, we had to reach out to the athletes and, you know, try to get a hold of a college athlete, try to get a hold of your son, you know, if he's going to college, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we really got a lot of movement when the NIL director, Cam Cox, helped coordinate the efforts with the students and just allowed us to get in touch with them. And there was actually a law in Illinois that said that the university couldn't help their students arrange and enter into NIL contracts. So until May, it was super hard to get a hold of these athletes. But after May, the law changed and the university could assist at least in helping players line up contracts. And so he was able to go meet with the teams and let them know what we were doing and really say there's no downside. We're not an exclusive platform. You know, you just have to sign up, and you're a couple clicks away from doing that now. And then we can get your NFT up and running and get you online selling tokens.
It's important to make the distinction between people doing this business legitimately, like I believe you guys are, and those that aren't. Because this business has opened up an opportunity for people to take advantage of athletes and kids that don't know what they're talking about. So when you sit down with an athlete or an athlete's family, I assume there might also be, it might be a little recruiting involved.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about this business is that you still can't, you know, use, you still can't entice a player to come play for a particular school. So you'd imagine the senior in high school sitting there trying to decide where he wants to go play football, and he wants to know about NIL, and, you know, the coaches are talking about NIL. You can't promise them NIL money to come play for your school. That is still against the NCAA rules. And unfortunately, that's what's happening across the country right now. Every kid sits down with a coach and says, okay, how much money am I going to make if I come play for your school? And unfortunately, they can't say, I've got 50 grand for you, or 100 grand, or $1 million. They have to basically say, all I can tell you is that, you know, when you show up here, you know, we anticipate that people will, you know, enter into name, image, likeness contracts with you. And you can imagine, you know, that, how that could be abused, and it's being abused across the country. And it's like all the conferences got together and wrote a letter to Congress and said, could you make this illegal? We don't like it, actually. We don't like to have to, you know, negotiate with players coming out of high school. We'd rather not have to do that. We'd rather boosters not be involved in the process. So we'll see what Congress does, if anything. I think there's some bills pending that would sort of outlaw that. And we look at it and said, you know, if we just had an above board program where once you sign up to play for a school, you can jump online and sell NFTs. And if every school were on the platform and every kid had the opportunity to sell their NIL, it really would be a balanced way to do it. It'd be a fair way to do it. Fans could then decide if they want to support a player or a team or not. And there wouldn't be all this enticing players to come play for a school, which is really, I think, the rub. Most people, you know, they see that and they say, well, that's not fair. If those guys offer them $1 million to come play for our school, yeah, you know, that's going to give them an unfair advantage somehow. So,
yeah, it's nextname.io.
Yeah. So I want to understand even further. So the student athletes can receive compensation for their NIL. Do they get money or paid out monthly? Does it go into a fund to help them live at school or do more with their sporting career?
Oh, yeah. We literally wire the money right to their bank account. So they get the majority of the proceeds.
Venmo, baby.
All their NFTs.
Wow.
Well, I like to throw in terms that a guy my age shouldn't know. Venmo.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I would, for me, if I have a child that's a student athlete and I know that we can do this and they'll be successful, can we put it in a fund? You can do anything you want to do with it. They're just getting the money immediately, which is cool.
Great, right? Yeah. Every month we pay them out. We try to do all of our royalty reporting and we've got everybody logged in and wiring the money. I remember when I was in college, you know, you'd go to the ATM and get $20 and it'd last you the whole weekend.
Right.
I don't know if it'll last you the whole weekend right now, but it's a nice supplemental stream of income that they really don't have to do a whole lot for. You know, they can get on social media and promote their name, image, and likeness. We, you know, we think that there will be this viral moment, you know, when we create some custom NFTs that are cool and creative. And in fact, we were talking to Loyola University about trying to get them to join the platform. And we kind of baited them with, what if we did a Sister Jean token? You know, what if Sister Jean could pay to pray for your team and you could buy a token and support your team that way?
So, I love that idea. But when you get God involved, you better be on the right side.
Right. We're trying to decide if we could get her to go for different schools. When they're not playing Loyola, we'll pray for Illinois or maybe some other
school. She is such a sweet woman. She prays for everybody.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she even prays for the opposers just to lose by one. There's a charitable angle of this, too, called the Next Name Foundation. You can find out more about all of it at nextname.io. And if you don't know what an NFT is, you're not in the short line. You're in the long line. Most people don't. But think of collectibles. Think of original ways to present a player's, an athlete's name, image, likeness. And that's where it all starts. And there's a million ways to take it. And it's a cool thing. So I salute you. I'm happy you're working with your kid. And I know you're doing well by being associated with my friend Pete. So I appreciate you coming on. I wish you success with the business.
Thanks, guys.
Right, thanks, Steve. Care.
You know, I mean, they're talking about transparency.
Yeah.
You know, and doing this the right way. Create a transparent method for fans of athletes to support them and make sure the players aren't getting ripped off in the process.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty cool concept.
Yeah, so do I. All right, 7:16.